I was 78 last September, and I was very happy.
Well, we do have that
with our parents. Well, and see, my husband was 64 when he died, and his father was 77, I think, too. And so I thought, well, we got that many more years, but we didn't have.
It goes so fast, too. I can't believe how fast it goes by. Well, and she lived on, in that house, that was the house you're talking about.
Well, when we were in...
No, I mean when she was out in the farm.
Yeah.
Out there on Dry Creek Road.
Mm-hmm.
So the Woodells lived across the street from her then?
No, the next street, a road over.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she lived there. And for schooling, I think Betty quit they went to Pleasant Grove Grange School. But I think Betty quit school at about fourth grade. And Mama graduated from the eighth grade. And then she had summer school here in town. I had asked her one time, she ever wore a lot of petticoats, you know, like this little Southern Belles. And she laughed and she said, well, when she lived in LeGrand one summer and took summer school, and that was her higher education, I guess. She said when it came time to, I guess she stayed in LeGrand, I don't know where, but she said when it was time to go home, why, she had more than what her trunk would hold, so she put petticoats on.
Oh, really?
To go back up there. And then with just that education, she did teach up at Wallowa. They had hired a teacher, and the teacher got sick or something right away. And so she did finish the school year, which was probably about 8 months of teaching, but with just that education.
Well, that's how it was then. Yeah. Now, what was her name?
Her maiden name was Landman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't teach around the Somerville area.
No. Just that, and then she married Daddy the next September. She was 21.
Oh, that was late.
Uh-huh. And he was, well, by the 25th of September, he was 31.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I was wondering about was, I wonder what inspired her to have that party.
I think what inspired her, she wanted to show those older kids that there are other ways of having fun.
Uh-huh. So she just thought that over.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember going to church in Huntington. Although my mother didn't go to church until I was 18, but she saw that us kids went to Sunday school.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Did she go to church out there when she grew up?
I don't know. Well, I don't know where they would have had to have gone. Anything out there would have been quite a ways away.
Well, like in Somerville, what was it like then? I mean, there was a big town then.
Yeah, yeah. My dad used to tell me that. Three or four blacksmith shops.
I think there was a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And a dressmaking shop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least one.
I don't think, I have a feeling that my mother didn't go to church until when I was 18. Mama did join the Presbyterian Church.
Huh.
And went every Sunday from then on. I felt like by Daddy being laid off all those years, I felt like that she felt like she didn't have the clothes to go to church.
Oh, she certainly did.
She didn't go to PTA. And, you know, my idea of PTA in those days was each woman, you know, they wore their fancy hats. And now maybe, like I say, my mother was a quiet lady, and
house, Mike. And so then your dad just did odd jobs and stuff.
And after a while, he got on the Forest Service.
Oh, so then...
And then he had a job 9 months out of the year.
Oh.
But he, when he didn't have a job, he worked for, in lambing camps.
Oh, yeah.
For $40 a month.
Oh, I wish we could do that now.
Well, in the very...
$40 a day now.
He worked out union for Forrest Goggins and some of those people, and in the very worst kind of weather,
you know,
they always... That was one thing he did, but working for the Forest Service was a very good job. He got paid good wages, but we didn't see him but about once a month. Daddy didn't have a car, and then they found out he worked in this reserve around here, and then they found out that Daddy's brother was a forest ranger up at Langdon Lake, and it was in the same, I don't know, something as where Daddy was working, and they said two people related couldn't be, and so then they sent Daddy to Wallowa County.
Oh.
And I know when he was up there, he would hitchhike home, and then my uncle would take him back to work.
Oh.
So we saw him about once a month.
And how long did that last?
I don't know, several years in there.
So he put it on for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Was he home a lot?
Well, when he didn't have anything to do, you know, when he was working for the grocery man to pay bills, until he worked for the Forest Service, I think he was at home, except when he was out on those lambing camps.
Mm-hmm. So, Mary must have been hard.
I think it probably was extremely hard for my mother.
You know, complain or...
Well, and I don't ever, I didn't like to eat when I was a kid, so I was never hungry. But we went to the dentist every 6 months.
You did?
Well, we went to the dentist every 6 months, and my friend's family didn't do that. And she had rotten teeth, and I had very good teeth. And but she didn't go to the dentist, and so I think most of her teeth are capped now. But, and I think it goes way back there. They had candy at their house, and we didn't.
Uh-huh.
I'd go to their house, and there'd be a bowl of candy on the table, and right. I would not take a piece unless I was invited to do so.
I remember my Aunt Edith had always
that candy. Yeah, and once in a while, if nobody was looking, I think I'd take a piece, and I felt like I'd stolen something.
Oh, yeah, right. But that's why it was there, for people to take if they wanted to, but when you weren't raised that way, you thought...
Yeah.
That's right. So your mom made sure that you went to the dentist,
mm-hmm.
even though you didn't have much money.
One sister, this Walina, the one that was a twin, she had been born with no enamel on her teeth.
Oh, my.
And she had a mouthful of cavities every time, every 6 weeks. And usually I didn't have any work to be done, but when we got a little older, Mama would make me go with Walina. She didn't want her alone, and so she'd send me, and I'd get to watch. She didn't ever say one word about it, but it was painful.
Oh.
And then she had her teeth were all pulled after she graduated from high school. So her teeth were rotten.
They had Novocaine, didn't they?
They didn't deaden teeth for kids then. I didn't ever have a tooth deadened until after I was married.
You mean they just would drill?
They would just drill.
It really hurt.
Oh
my gosh. Well, we're really weakling compared to.
Well, really, when I had Larry, my very first baby, why they gave without it.
Uh-huh.
You get some for it. So, man, they sure deaden my teeth now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't imagine. I mean, I think it's even a drag getting your teeth drilled when you have no teeth.
Oh, dear.
You know, I mean, your mouth.
Well, and they do it so much faster and everything now. You'd be surprised what a thrill it is.
Well, maybe that's why Wilhelmina was traumatized, because she had to go to the dentist and have that stuff done all the time.
Well, it wasn't fun, I don't
I
think.
Mean, she had to have a bunch of cavities every time she went. That must have been horrible for her.
Well, but, you know, she'd go. She didn't have any arguments or...
Well, she just wanted her teeth. But then she still lost them.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that was probably because your mom had twins.
Well, like I say, Wilhelmina was littler, and they said that she just didn't get the food. Well, she didn't get maybe the right kind of food.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, it strips the calcium out of your body when you're doing that. Just regular pregnancy, you have to.
Well, and what were they? They were due the last of March, is what the doctor told her, and they were born the last of May. So I'm sure that they just didn't figure right somehow.
Must have been bigger this way
than I don't think that they were that overdue. I think they just figured wrong, and the doctor thought, well, as big as you are, why, you must be this far along. But she didn't see a doctor in those 2 months because he said, well, any day now.
Really?
And the home was close to Somerville.
Yeah.
And
but she had the babies out there.
She had the babies out there. The doctor came out there.
Who was the doctor?
Doctor. Oh, yes, niece. Dr. Moore.
Dr. Moore. Wow, I mean, I'm amazed that she made it through.
Well, I am too, and she always thought that maybe one leg was shorter than the other. Over here on 6th Street, there's a sidewalk that goes halfway up the hill, and we lived next to Robbie Waller, right in front of the courthouse for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
And Mama would go to town, and she'd walk on that way, and her left leg she'd put on the sidewalk, and the other one in the street, and it felt good.
Oh, really?
I don't think that her leg was that much shorter, but it just, I think maybe, she always thought it was a little shorter than the other one.
Well, it's amazing. Did she have osteoporosis when she was old?
Not that I know of. She didn't even have arthritis in her hands like I do. She had nice, slim, long fingers. And I always felt like mine were just little short knobs sitting on there.
Aunt Ruth.
Will you talk to her?
Hello. Howdy. No.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Somehow,
yeah, I can tell by that caller ID.
Medically, that's sort of a miracle.
Well, Mom always thought that she appreciated living because
yeah.
And to have the doctors and everybody say that she wouldn't ever walk again.
Uh-huh.
She was at her mother's house. Well, the house where she grew up is where she had the twins, and that's her mother took
care of her.
Mm-hmm. And 3 babies.
Well, they were busy.
She's been doing the gal about history or something like that, but she can talk to you that long.
The adults, 2 of them are still alive.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are they?
Mine is 78, Bird 73. And, well, Bernice died 3 or 4 years ago with cancer. But Betty and Burr are still here.
So all 3 of them made it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Wow. So that's Alan?
Well, his parents were Gilbert and Grace Courtright. It was Alan. He wasn't a triplet, but he has in the family triplets.
Probably a little woman.
Oh yes, I think she was even shorter than my mother.
Oh my!
And what'd she tell me? She said that these babies weighed 17 pounds altogether. Then you have afterbirth. It had to have been at least two of them. The girls were identical.
So there's one.
Uh-huh. Anyway, you could not tell them apart. But I think there was one girl born, then Burr, and then the other girl. But it's been really fun watching these girls grow up. They were so close. They just knew what the other one was thinking.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of these where they could start talking and one of them say it and the other one finish it.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they drove a car for a long time when they were just learning, you know, they both had to drive, so one did the steering wheel and the clutch, and the other one did the brake and the gas, I think it was, and shifted the gears. It took something to drive that way. You stop and think about it, it was probably really kind of hard. But
wow, okay. Where they lived,
out in the valley, well in the middle of the valley, towards Cove. They went to Union to church. They ended up, when I knew them, they lived down the same road I did. Our places came together.
Oh, yeah.
But they had only lived there two or three years longer than I did. But,
you mean they didn't get married, they just lived together?
No, they were married.
Oh, they were.
They were, lived down in Estacada, out of Oregon City. And,
they both lived there?
In that area, and they came up here to a farm. And Alan's dad was the first one in the valley to have a Caterpillar tractor.
Oh, really?
And he was the first one in the valley to have a sprinkler.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that was out by Cove?
The sprinkler, it was out by Hot Lake, 2 miles. Well, they were probably 2 miles north of Hot Lake.
Oh, yeah, right out there.
But do you know the Conley people at Cove? Conley was a big farmer there years ago, and then he had three sons that owned a lot of land. They rented and lived on a Conley place, rented land and lived there.
Hmm.
And that's where they lived when Alan was going to this one-room schoolhouse.
Hmm.
I can't remember. Well, and then all the kids went to one room schoolhouse.
Out there around the airport.
Well, and then, the triplets were, I guess I visited school out there before we were married. I was going to say, I think they were 14, I guess, when we were married. And then Ruth, about 6 years younger than that.
Oh.
And Alan's mother raised the six kids. And she was a farm woman.
Yeah, did anything happen to her from this experience?
I don't think so. They have a picture of her holding three babies. They were about several months old, and she was as skinny as a rail. And all the time I knew her, she had a big stomach. She blamed it on having the triplets. But then, as skinny as she was in that picture, she couldn't blame it all on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her. When she got older.
She was overweight,
I think so. Her arms were lots bigger than yours and mine.
So she was older.
But I don't think that she really had health problems from having triplets.
And she was like 4'8" or something?
Well, no, she was probably close to 5 foot.
Huh, that's so interesting to me.
And she said that one time, it was just before the babies were born, someone knocked at the door and she she said she didn't want to go, so she just tried poking her head around.
She didn't want to move.
There was quite a thing in the valley, and there were all kinds of jokes about them. And one of them, just for an example, they said, well, they heard that Cartwright lost one of the babies. And, oh, golly, how awful, you know. And what happened? Well, they rent from Conley, and they have to give a third. That was one I can remember they said they were telling.
Wow. So, how long did she live?
Well, she was about 83, think, when she died. So she did better than any of the rest of our parents.
Yeah. Huh.
He was kind of he was a hard-working man. And the babies were born 26th of August, and so that would have been harvest season. Although we used to harvest a little later than they do now, too. But he did get up in the middle of the night and give the triplets their 2 o'clock or whatever bottle.
Oh.
And so he did help that much.
But he didn't help a lot?
Well, the way you worked then, and no electricity, you know, and everything. I don't know how he would have had time.
No energy. Well, she didn't nurse then.
Well, I think she. Well, maybe she didn't. I had never thought of that one. With three of them, she probably couldn't keep up with. She wouldn't have enough
maybe
for
she
that.
Did help to her mother?
No, her mother wasn't there. Her mother died. Alan hardly knew her, his grandmother. But she, through the years, did have Women's Union come in and help her.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hope she had a little help. Because, see, she had Phyllis and Alan and then had these triplets.
Well, but was that like news in the newspaper, like that?
Oh, I imagine it was.
And was the Observer was here then?
I don't know.
Oh. But you didn't hear about, like,
see,
you don't
their
paper clipping.
Well, their address would have been Union.
Oh yeah. So if it would have been, it would have been the Union paper. Cartwright's House Triplets.
And the triplets have no middle names. Alan and Phyllis have middle names. Evidently not. I don't know where she got the Betty and the Denise, but Burr is a family name.
How do you spell that?
B-U-R-R.
Oh, girl.
Boy.
Boy, oh, okay.
And in the Cartwrights, by generation, it goes Gilbert Burr, Gilbert Burr.
Oh, it does? So Cartwright, wasn't Cartwright Irrigation?
That's Burr.
That's Burr.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But it's not anymore, is it?
No. Okay. No. It's with Ken Food Store. This is where he had
been. Right. Yeah, that was here when we moved here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's saying the irrigation all his life and still doing it.
Oh, he is?
He's still, he does a lot of it, most of it or all of it on telephone.
Oh, yeah.
And he's had open heart surgery and a lot
of... How old is he?
5 years younger than I am, 73, I guess. That's right. 5 and 3 is 8.
I think I ran out. No, I'm still okay. Well, I have to go shear sheep.
Oh, well, good for the stock show.
No, we have sheep.
How many?
Right now.
And I think one reason that they just condemned it and tore it out or filled it in, the ash from the railroad trains going by. Well, now they're diesel, and I don't think there'd be any ash. But they just abandoned it.
No, it was by...
On Second Street. No, on Second Street What, Second Street is when you're going out of town on Adams where the light is.
Oh, yeah.
And you go down that and across the viaduct, and it was just to the left at the bottom of that viaduct.
Oh, oh yeah.
And,
does that mean something specifically, what did you call it?
Crystal Plunge was what they called it. I don't know.
Oh, was this
a swimming pool? A swimming pool. Well, and then about, was it, I don't know, I think it might be 3 miles out of town, there was Pine Cone swimming pool. And us kids would walk up there once in a while. On out of town, up the river, and it was just river water. It was a cement, you know, a built swimming pool with dressing rooms and whatnot. But it was just river water that was kind of cold. You had to become brave to... But I can remember going to that, and I don't know why they took... Well, I think they had campgrounds, cabins around there, too.
Huh.
And, but maybe other people
well,
know more.
There's quite a swimming pool. Like, lots of different ones.
Well, there used to be. Well, then you went for years without a swimming pool in La Grande. It seems to me it's always been kind of a headache for them to keep a swimming pool going, and I can't figure out why.
Well, have you been to the new one?
I haven't. Well, I just looked in on it one time.
It's big, but and it's nice. It's well kept and everything, but I always sort of like outdoors.
Well, that definitely was what that Pine Cone one was outdoors. Well, Crystal Plunge was outdoors, too.
Uh-huh.
But what gets me is you used to be able to go swim whenever you wanted to. Now it's the swim team.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, close it to the public. I mean, you can go there and you can swim for an hour or maybe two, and then you have to get out. And I never really could swim. I took swimming lessons when I was with Jay. But I'm still too scared of the water. I never did relax. But you'd go to cove swimming. You could go there all day. You could take your lunch. You could swim in the morning. You could get out and eat lunch. Get back in just have a really good time. And now they tell me there are no diving boards in swimming pools because somebody got hurt, and so they insurances say get rid of the diving boards. I don't know how anybody would learn to dive if that's what they wanted to do.
Well, I don't either. I think that there's too much concern about all that. I mean,
well, one accident. And then so you do away with everything. There were other things at Cove. I can't think now what they were. If there was a rope in the middle of it and you could get it and swing around, something that they took down. I mean, all you can do is go over there and swim.
There's lots of things in that way.
It seems like it was lots more fun in my day.
Well, it does, I mean, in a way. Well, another thing that gets me, I mean, this is probably silly, but... All the kids have to wear helmets when they go bike riding. What? I mean, they're just in the neighborhood, riding their bikes, goofing around, being kids, and they have to put their helmets on or they'll get a ticket. They'll get in trouble. And it just seems like how many accidents are there with kids? I mean, you can see it with motorcycles because they're going
fast
and everything. And then... And then there's bikers who do these long things, and they're serious bikers and stuff, but they're adults, usually. And so, yeah, they should probably wear helmets when they're on the highways.
Mm-hmm.
But just kids playing around in the neighborhood, I just think that's so dumb.
Out there where we lived, we had a sand pit. It was a deep hole. You could drive down in it and everything else, so... A young kid came to our house and asked Alan if he could ride his motorcycle down the sand pit. And Alan said no, because he was afraid of accidents. You know, we'd be responsible. And this kid was just the nicest kid you ever saw, you know, to even come ask, because a lot of them would do it without asking. And he said, well, he knew that his father knew Alan, and we appreciated his asking, but Alan stuck to it. And about 2 weeks later, that kid was dead of a motorcycle accident. I don't know where. But it's always kind of bothered me. He was such a likable kid, responsible by asking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. See, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't think you can. It's just that whole tenor of things, like people suing McDonald's because.
Oh, yes. Well, the dumb lady went, she'd take a drink for her anyway.
Or the cigarette stuff. Suing cigarette manufacturers. I mean, everybody who has a...
My sister was a smoker. She died of asthma and emphysema. And it was her choice, and she wasn't about to quit. She only quit 2 or 3 months before she died. Well, it won't do any good. Well, now they have proven... Well, she said it won't get any better if I quit. Well, now they have proven that it does actually get better.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but just the thing about...
To sue them when it's your choice.
Everybody, and, you know, say, oh, it's so addictive. Well, yeah, it's addictive. It's really addictive, but you can still quit. I mean, anybody can quit, I think.
Well, people do quit.
My husband smoked, I smoked. My husband had a terrible time quitting. I mean, it's like his perceptions were all messed up, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, he had a terrible hard time quitting. But he did it, you know, because
he had the what it takes to go through that.
And he also had a daughter, and he didn't want to be sick. You know,
mm-hmm.
He had to be a healthy person. And, I mean, I just don't get that. How, like, people get millions of dollars. I mean, I don't love...
Well, after somebody that's already dead, you know, too, and it doesn't bring them back.
It doesn't bring them back. And, I mean, even people have known for years and years that cigarette smoking was bad for you, way before they put the little label on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
People knew it was bad for you. Kids know it's bad for you. Of course, kids think, you know, they don't realize...
They don't mean me.
Yeah,
and they don't realize that death is so permanent.
Yeah, and they don't, you know, it's like... But, I mean, I think advertising to hook kids is wrong.
Oh, I think that's criminal, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But to, you know, and so they've stopped it now. Those kind
of
ads, they pretty much stopped. But...
Well, and you know, a lot of the people you see smoking are little old ladies my age.
They are a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My generation, it's like you go to social functions and hardly anybody
mm-hmm.
smokes anymore.
You go over here at the retirement center and there by the front door, why, that's where they sit there smoking. And I have a friend over there, and one time I said, well, I'll go buy a couple of milkshakes, and it was a hot summer day. Let's take it. They have an inside court, or a court in between the buildings, and I thought that'd be really neat. Well, it was full of these smoking ladies. And so we went back up to her room. But they just cannot stop. I have a sister 6 years younger than I am, and she smokes.
Really?
She doesn't smoke very much. She watched what it did to this older sister, and she worked in the hospital as a nurse, and she ought to know better. But she doesn't smoke a whole lot, I don't think, and does not smoke in anybody's house, including her own. She goes outside, but she'll light a cigarette and take a puff or two and put it out and put it back in her pocket. And I look for that pocket to play myself.
Oh, dear.
I think that's so stupid. She had a little cocker dog, and she'd say, well, come on, Belle, you want to go out? I got to take Belle out. And then she'd go out and smoke, and everybody knew that's what she was doing. And why? Why not say I'm going to go smoke?
I don't know. It's funny. My daughter smoked.
I had my
three, and
smoked for, you know, probably 15 years or so. And if she doesn't have a cough, and her voice hasn't changed or anything, and she's real skinny. She's a skinny little thing. But, and she's just like, I'm not quitting smoking. I mean, she's just real.
I have three sisters, and they all three smoked, and the one that was just 3 years older than I, she coughed terribly for about a year, and the doctor said if she'd even have gone to a dentist, he could have seen if she had a spot in the back of her palate.
Really?
And she thought the coughing was just cigarettes. And when they found that cancer, they did operate on her the last of May, and she died in November, and her throat never did heal.
It did.
It did not heal. She,
did she quit? Keep smoking?
No, she quit, and she said she knew she'd never smoke again. But it was okay. She said she didn't care if her sisters sat there and smoked. And her surgeon came in, sat on the edge of her bed, and lighted his cigarette. You can see how he could do that after. Well, and she was a couple inches taller than I am, and she weighed 64 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That meant her throat was a sore. She couldn't really eat. They finally would give her an anesthetic, something that would dull her throat for a half hour or something, and a pain deal. But they didn't want her to get addicted to it.
Oh.
And in the hospital, we went back there and visited with her when she was in the hospital in Illinois, and they were giving her regular food. And my sister that was a nurse, she says, well, she needs mashed potatoes, something that would go down easily. She needed custards. And finally, the doctor came in and sat there and watched her eat. You know, he thought she was being stinky about it. Oh, I can't. And that girl, she'd take a bite of this, and she'd cough and cough, and you knew it was just ripping her throat right out. And still my other sisters smoked.
So all your sisters smoked?
Uh-huh.
Except you?
Except me.
And how come you think they smoked?
Well, I don't know. Probably peer pressure. Well, this one, the youngest one, didn't smoke in high school. She waited till she got out and she was married, and she did have a little girl, and she had gained a ton.
Oh.
I mean, she'd gained a lot and thought that smoking, I think, would help her keep her weight down. Well, no. No, it didn't. But I couldn't see why in the world she'd take up smoking, because she was past the temptation age.
Yeah,
you know.
Cool.
She should have had some.
You know, back in those days and the movies and everything. All
oh,
those,
yeah.
All
with their sandals.
All in the movies.
You know, that's another thing that was fun. I went to the movies a lot, almost every, I would probably say now every Saturday, but I don't know if we did or not. And to go to the Granada, why, you got in for 5 cents if you were under 12. Well, of course, I got to be over 12, but being small, why, I got in for my nickel.
Uh-huh.
And then Alda, that was 6 years younger than I, well, she was past six, but she'd come with me, and the two of us go to the movies for a nickel.
Wow.
and that, we saw all the Shirley Temple shows, you know, and you can remember a lot of those.
You can.
Uh-huh. And they're still showing a lot of them.
Oh, they are. Those are classic.
And I think it was Wednesday night that my older sister and her boyfriend, you could go a couple for 25 cents.
Really?
Wow. That was neat. When we lived in Huntington, when I was 6 years old, I saw my first movie, but it was black and white.
Uh-huh.
And it was a talkie, I think. It was a dumb slapstick thing. And later, I have seen that thing on television, because there was one scene of a guy who was going to get another man in there. and a man was behind the curtain. And, okay, bound to be soon.
Well, it's amazing what we can do, and we have those medical things.
But
we have to do.
Yeah. Well, her husband dresses her. I mean, she'd be in a nursing home if he wasn't taking care of her. But
is this painting up here something that?
Well, that's Phyllis. No, I don't know where that is. But Alan's sister Phyllis would take her sketch pads and sketch different things, different places, and she did that years ago, and I think she quit doing it. She was a school teacher, and so she was teaching school, I think, and just didn't have time to do it anymore, but I've always enjoyed that picture.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. Well, you know, I guess we've done pretty
well. Have we covered everything?
No, we have farming and ranching, business and small industries, religion, we talked about that, medicine, cemeteries. Did you tell me anything about cemeteries?
Yeah. That's one picture I have of my grandmother, and she died when I was 8, but is out at the cemetery at Somerville on the Baker plot.
Oh, yeah.
She was, you know, they didn't have caretakers, and so before Memorial Day, you went out there and you cleaned up your lot, and she planted a snowball bush out there, which is still there.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You go out there?
I go out there, and ever since I was a little kid, my mother, lost those two little girls, and so ever since then, I've probably hit every Memorial Day since then. I probably just some, but my folks always did, and then, I guess for a while, Memorial Day was always in hay season out there on the farm, too, and my folks would take my kids with them. And you just go out there to visit your family, and they're all there.
I think what I'm going to do is I'll transcribe all this stuff, and then maybe I'll try and put it, edit it and make it the way it should be, and then I'll call you and let you look at it.
I was wondering how they are going to do this thing. Are they going to put it all in a book form, or?
I'm not exactly sure. With the thing,
or with the
retirement center, we're just going to go on an e-book form. But this is way more extensive. I mean, we're talking to way more people, and the interviews are much longer. That's pretty long.
Well, I was wondering if they do it in categories, like take the college and different people's input on it.
I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think so. Although that would be good. Then you'd get, you could cross.
They'd get what I didn't, but I forgot.
Right. Well, you could cross reference it, it seems like. I'm not really sure. I'll talk to him about that. Because then you would have more of a rent well. I'm not sure. But what I need to do is just transcribe it.
Cut out it.